Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
Thanks for stopping by the Inside Lacrosse Podcast, a special edition as we are live in Denver, Colorado for the 2014 FIL World Championships. We are getting ready for the semifinals of action. On Wednesday, Inside Lacrosse Editor-in-Chief John Gelati hit up Team Canada's practice, had an opportunity to talk to four key members of the squad. We will lead off with face-off specialist and veteran Jeff Snyder.
Tell me how you're feeling, how the team's feeling right now on your off day.
We're good. You know, I think we've, getting through the round robin, obviously, from a personnel standpoint and managing injuries and our bodies is a priority. We've had an exceptional training staff, top to bottom from our athletic therapists, massage therapists, equipment managers. The coaches have been great facilitating everything for us. We've got awesome facilities at our disposal. So the guys are feeling great, and we're ready to go. For us, it's just preparing to be ready for a semifinal and preparing to just continue to get better and make sure that we're peaking at the right time.
You mentioned getting better. What have been those things you guys have focused on since that first game back last week, a week ago?
Oh, it's top to bottom. Brownie from the coaching staff has been exceptional. Under Randy Moon's leadership and Taylor Ray and Matt Brown in offensive and defensive systems. For us, it's just been getting on the same page. We haven't had the luxury of competing as a group over the last couple of months. Guys coming off of indoor seasons and NHL seasons. For us, it's learning our systems and implementing our systems and executing game plans. So, getting better, I think, embodies, everything from the execution of a game plan to guys and players to man up, man down. It's putting together a complete 80 minutes and moving forward into a quality semifinal and obviously the goal of reaching the final and winning the championship.
What's been the evolution of the offense, I guess, especially going back to that first quarter against the U.S.? What's been kind of the improvement, I guess, and the things you guys have been working on offensively?
Oh man, I'm a face-up guy, so my comments are purely in observation. But I think it's the chemistry of getting the guys together. We've got a lot of guys that are structure guys. We've got a lot of guys that are are creative and sort of free flowing. So I think the challenge on Matt and Randy has been to get the right matchups and to get the right guys playing in the right systems and the right sets and developing chemistry amongst those guys in a short window. We're really coming a long way. We've got a lot of talented players that from collegiate structure to professional creativity, and I think it's just a big challenge of finding the right guys to play in those right situations, and it's been a continuous evolution for us.
What's the most important thing to coming out victorious Saturday night, winning that goal?
Just effort. For us, it's effort areas. In any format like this or any championship, the systems are in place. Execution is generally there. I think it's the team that's prepared to make the most sacrifices and work the hardest, and that's the way that we pull across.
How's it been being back here at your alma mater? It's probably been a little while.
Yeah, it's awesome. Minus the bad decisions and all of the stupid stuff we do in college, we've been pretty regimented. It's beautiful. The campus has changed, and you gotta give tip your hats to Bill Tierney and Matt Brown and Dylan Sherrod and the rest of the coaching staff here and what they've done with the program. They've taken another level, and it's great to see the University of Denver really rally behind the lacrosse program. The facilities are beautiful, the campus is beautiful, and it's really nice to come back to a place that you really had a great 4 years.
Nice. Well, best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks. Next up is attackman Curtis Dixon, who has been extremely influential in helping the Canadian offense develop and has thrown in some highlight reel goals to boot.
Just kind of talk about how you're feeling offensively so far at this point.
Pretty good. You know, obviously, I think we've come a long way since our first game against the U.S. there. We knew it would be a bit of a process. Obviously, we didn't have a lot of time together before the tournament started, so we weren't expecting to, you know, do, you know, we were expecting to play a little better than we did against the Norway because we knew it would be a little bit rough. We're going to be rusty coming out and not playing together. So, you know, we've come far. We've come a long way. I think our offense has got a lot better as the tournament's gone on. I think we're all clicking now. We're all starting to gel and get that chemistry we need to head into the, you know, the semis and the finals here.
Well, what's been the improvement? What have been kind of the things you guys have focused on offensively to get in the right direction?
I think ball movement's a huge thing. We kind of, you know, so you saw in that first game against the States, the ball kind of sat and got some guys' sticks, especially myself included there. You know, just getting that ball moving, getting the defense moving, getting those slides and find that open man. So I think that was our biggest thing, the biggest thing we talked about, especially after that game. And I think we've definitely improved vastly on that.
And moving Jeremy back to X back there, what has that done for the offense?
That's huge. You know, Jeremy's such a versatile player. He can pretty much play anywhere in the field. He runs midfield. He plays D, plays the wings, and he's been great for us up at the X on offense. He's a great quarterback. He's got awesome vision. He'll see guys cutting. He can make a dodge. He can beat a guy. As you saw in the Iroquois game there, he won us that game. He found me open on the crease, but he did all the work there. So he's just such a versatile player. He's a great guy to have back there playing with.
Yeah, take us inside that game a little bit. Obviously, one that most everybody's talked about. A lot of people watched. What was kind of the key to you guys righting the ship there in the end and getting the win?
Yeah, it was tough. It was obviously a game of possession there, and in the last 10 minutes or so of the fourth quarter, we didn't touch the ball much. It was just some loose balls, some bad decisions on offense, and untimely shots, and it was just things weren't going our way. And they took advantage of all their possessions, and obviously they came back and tied it up there, but we got the last possession there and scored on it, and that's all that counts.
What was kind of the reaction after that goal? What was kind of, more after the game when you guys did win it? I mean, you scoring that game winner was pretty amazing.
Yeah, a bit of a relief. Obviously, we were up, 6-1 or whatever it was at the half, and, we were playing well. I think if we kept playing that way, the game would have been a little bit easier for us, but unfortunately it doesn't always go that way. But those are the kind of wins you got to squeak out and kind of build character for the team as the tournament goes on. So it was a big win for us. It was a good character building win for us, and hopefully we've been moving forward from that ever since.
What's kind of been the focus today, this off day for you guys?
Just relax, rest the bodies. It's been a long week, playing whatever it was, 4 or 5 games in 5 days, so it's been nice to have a day off and just be able to walk around with the guys, go and pick up some lunch. Now we're here at the facility, gonna get some treatment, do a little bit of walkthrough, a little practice, and just have the rest of the night off, prepare for tomorrow.
I haven't seen too many other stashes. Is this how many guys are following this plan? Is it just you?
I think I'm by myself right now. I did it during the NLL season too, so it's just kind of a thing I've been doing, and hopefully it can work out for us.
Well, it looks good. Looks strong. Good luck. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Next up is goaltender Dylan Roy, who has been excellent in goal for Team Canada and has solidified the goaltending position that was a question mark coming into the tournament.
So what's kind of your feeling right now? Off day, well-earned, I'm sure, but how are you feeling about how the team's playing?
Yeah, I think our team's been coming together more and more throughout the tournament, and on the defensive side of things, we're really getting comfortable playing with each other. We know everyone's strengths, and we're getting our slide packages together, and I think it's coming together nicely.
What's been the evolution of the defense, you think, from the start of when you guys got together to now?
Yeah, it's just been it was a little weird at the start just because there was a bunch of new faces. None of us had really played together a whole lot, and we just had to get used to each other and people's tendencies and how they played defense and how Taylor Ray wanted us to play defense. So it's just been just a feeling out process, really.
Faced and when you talk about U.S. and Iroquois, pretty dynamic offenses with some pretty impressive shooters. What have you seen from those guys and in terms of what they, how difficult they are to defend?
Yeah, so you got two different stories, right? You got the Americans, just huge athletes, and they can really bring the heat from the outside, and they're pretty fundamental. And then you got the Iroquois, who just they play schoolyard ball. They're not afraid to throw the ball in the middle. They'll throw it behind their back, through the legs, whatever. And it's just a patience thing. You can't get antsy. You can't start guessing on where they're going to shoot. You just got to be patient. For me, especially, you just got to be patient in net and just wait for the ball to come to you.
A lot of people talking about how well you've played, justifiably. You've played great. How are you feeling, personally?
Yeah, I feel good. each game I'm getting more and more confident and more patient. So I just think I need to continue doing that. Hopefully the ball stays out of net for me.
Today, as I mentioned, you know, off day for you guys, a big element moving forward, I would imagine. What's kind of been the focus for you guys today?
Yeah, we're just keeping it light. We're watching some film. We're going to go through a walkthrough for our game plan tomorrow. But, I mean, we're just taking it easy. We're not. We just want to get some rest. Everyone's pretty tired. So, you know, it's just your typical off day.
Who's your roommate and how's dorm life been treating you?
I'm staying with Brennan Donville, our other goalie. It's been good. You know, he's a young kid. We're close to the same age. It's been a lot of fun. So, enjoyed it.
Nice. And then just one more thing. Talk about your offense and just kind of what you've seen in them. How they've played, how they've evolved over the tournament.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, you look at the sticks out there, they're throwing the ball around so crisp, and you know, when our offense is clicking, it's pretty unstoppable. It's really amazing to watch, you know, and obviously in practice they roast us frequently, so you know, it's nice to see them doing it to other teams.
Gotcha. Well, congrats, man. Best of luck.
And finally, defenseman Dylan Roy, a Denver Outlaw and a former Denver Pioneer, a dual citizen who was in the mix for Team USA before deciding to play with Team Canada, and has helped solidify the defensive end for the Canucks.
Yeah, so just kind of give me what's the kind of feeling of the team here on this off day?
You know, I think everyone's kind of just focusing on us, on what we can do, trying to stay healthy. We just came off, you know, a bunch of games in a short amount of time, so staying healthy is priority number one, and then just focusing on the little things that we can control, especially on defense and offense, and you know, like the clearing game, getting ground balls, and just valuing each possession is you know, also important. So really just focusing on us, that's priority number one.
Defensively, how do you feel you guys have been playing so far?
You know, I think we're you know, heading towards our peak, our best game yet, where we've been learning each other and how we all work together and building chemistry. So, you know, the first game, there's a lot of little things that we need to fix, and you know, we address those in film and in practice and walkthrough, and it's been really helpful being able to get some games under our belt. So as a unit, I think we're getting really comfortable, and then Dylan Ward is just, you know, playing absolutely lights out. So when you have a hot goalie like that, that definitely helps and gives the defense a lot more confidence.
You mentioned Dylan. What is kind of the key to his play so far? What's made him so effective in goal for you guys?
You know, I think he takes up a lot of the goal. He has a wide stance, so it's really frustrating for a lot of teams to, you know, pick their placement of where they're gonna shoot. He's been able to make the stops that he needs to save, and also the stops that he shouldn't be making. So when you run to a goalie like that, I think it starts, you know, questions in the opposing team's heads, where they're double thinking each shot.
Well, you mentioned some of the things that you fixed from that first game. I mean, what are the things that you've kind of adjusted, the things you guys have been focusing on getting better from day one, from last Thursday?
Number one is communication. Everyone's learning a new system. No one's really played together, especially in field. So being able to just get out there and learn the lingo and read each other off of that is really important. And I think that's been the number one adjustment for sure.
What do you like about the way you guys play? I mean, U.S. game and maybe the Iroquois game. What do you like about what were good takeaways from those games?
Defensively?
Yeah.
I think, you know, every game it's that we can compete and that we have a great goalie and a good defense, and a lot of the mistakes we've been making are our own fault. You know, we haven't really been outmatched, I don't think. It's more so just little fixes that, you know, we can make off the field, and you know, just through what we talk about, communication, film, and whatnot, and little things like that are going to go a long way. So the base is there, and we're just building on that.
There's a lot of value in getting, you know, earning this off day, you know, and getting into the semifinals, not having to play today. What has been kind of the goal of today to accomplish and get you guys ready for the rest of the tournament?
Well, I know my roommate, Dan Coates, the first thing we did when we got back to the dorm room, we started sealing up the windows and blacking them out so we could sleep in a little bit. So the coaches were very key on that, giving us the morning off. And, you know, right now, just focusing on film and then getting some treatment, icing all the bumps and bruises, and then we're going to do a quick walkthrough and identify some of the things that we've been, you know, struggling with. So trying to just get better every single day, and so we can peak for each game moving forward.
And then just real quick, offensively, what's kind of your take on how you guys have played, what you've seen from those guys, you know, maybe in practice walkthroughs, but just in general?
I think there's a lot of talent, and you know, it's similar with defense where guys are learning the chemistry and the lingo, and you know, trying to feed off each other. So they definitely have been getting better every single game, and I think there's been a lot of chances where, you know, looking at the film, they'd like to have some of those opportunities back. But overall, they've been playing well, and we've had some key guys stepping up and playing their roles. So I think everyone kind of has a set role right now, and you know, they're buying in, and that's the most important thing going forward with these last couple of games.
All right, great. Well, best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Inside Lacrosse Podcast.